رینو سنتر، February 7, 2021. مرکز رینو، 7 فوریه 2021.
Hi everyone, welcome to tonight's Psi Center meeting. So first we'll read the quote from Sai Baba. The Atma is the source and spring of all joy and peace. This has to be cognized and dwelt upon. Without this cognition, human life is an opportunity that is lost. One has to come into this wilderness again and again in order to learn the way out. The quantities of food consumed, the hours of sleep spent in bed, the riches earned and enjoyed add up to a colossal waste if the main purpose of life is neglected.
Atma manba va sarcheshme hame khoshi ha va sulh hast. این چیزی است که باید شناخته شده و بر آن سکنا شود. بدون این شناخت زندگی انسان فرصتی به هدر رفته است. فرد مجبور است دوباره و دوباره به این بیابان بیاید تا راه خروج را بیاموزد. مقادیر زیادی غذا مصرف می شود، ساعتها صرف خواب در رخت خواب می شود، ثروتهای کسب شده و مورد بهره‌مندی قرار گرفته به هدر رفتنی عظیم منتهی می شود. اگر که هدف زندگی مورد بی‌توجهی قرار بگیرد.
Now we'll read question and answer 47 from Most Precious. Question. Tell us how to let go. Answer. Inquire into the truth. To let go is to not desire. To not desire is to have a calm mind. A calm mind sits in peace. Peace is who we really are. How to let go? Dwell on oneness. Get familiar with it, accept it, realize the truth of it, and at last be convinced by it. This takes time and patience like any other task. Familiarize yourself with the inner life. Let yourself learn that, in fact, it is free, that you are always free. In freedom, your joy is.
بیانه 47. به ما بگویید چگونه رها شویم و رها کنیم. حقیقت را در درون کاوش کنید. رهایی بی‌نیازی است. بی‌نیازی آرامش در افکار است. ذهن آرام صلح و صفاست. صلح و صفا همان خود است. حال سوال می کنید چگونه می توان رها شد؟ تمرکز خود را به خود دهید. خودی که ماورای ذهن است و فقط در سکوت لمس می شود. نه آن خودی که تصویری در ذهن شماست و یا حتی نه آن خودی که از شما تصویری در ذهن دیگران است، بلکه آن خودی که تمامی است و یکتاست. در خود فرو روید و با خود آشنایی پیدا کنید. خود را بپذیرید تا اینکه حقیقت آن را درک کنید، تا در آخر حقیقت شما را قانع کند. این راه تحمل و صبر لازم دارد. خودتان را با زندگی درونی آشنا کنید. به خودتان بیاموزید که در حقیقت آزادی است. در حقیقت شما آزادید. در حضور خود شادی شما هویدا خواهد شد.
The first question is, reading both of these quotes, what do you take away from these quotes? What is something that really stands out to you?
سوال اول اینه که از هر دوی این کوت چه درکی دارید؟ چیه که بیشتر از همه براتون توجهش شما رو جلب میکنه؟ بیشتر خودش رو نمایون میکنه، نشون میده؟ تو این هر دو کوت با هم.
Something that sticks out to me is that we have to come into this wilderness again and again in order to learn the way out. That's really, that really ties everything kind of together, but I still just wonder, what does it mean to get out? Like, I feel like that's something that we're learning slowly. So.
ادریان میگه برای من این قسمته که بابا میگه که باید همینطور بارها و بارها بیایم در این بیغوله، در این بیابون تا راه خروجمون رو پیدا کنیم. ولی من هنوز موندم، نمیدونم که منظور از این راه پیرون رفتن و راه پیدا کردن چیه؟ کجا قراره بریم؟ بیرون بریم چیه دستان؟
You know, my understanding, Adrian, is... To get up, you can replace this to be awakened. Meaning that instead of being delusioned and thinking that this is the reality of who we are, with the dawn of truth, the power of this Maya, the power of this temptation and ideas, lessen, less and less, and there is a awakening. Even though you are in this world, this is what Jesus says, and I repeat what he said over and over: you are in the world, but you know you are not of it. Of it means that you are much greater, and it is through knowledge that we get this understanding, and through the digestion of that knowledge and the solitude of the inner, it just unwind this movie into the original understanding. So in other words, we are fooled less and we're more aware. And I think, the experience of life after life after life is like life and death and reincarnation. It tempts you and you become more and more ingrained into the worldly way of thinking, feeling, and being. And then it gets to the point that is enough. And then we have to go back, unroll it, and meaning dismiss it, meaning drop it. And every drop is an awakening, is an expansion. And I think we're automatically on the right track if we were a train. And it will just begin to do that. And it's really astonishing that it's our turn in this lifetime to not have to be full like we were before. And for that, again, we come back to know the quality of mind, the thinker, and the home, and all of that, and we're all doing that. So it's just, in other words, getting out means being awakened.
سوال ایلیان میگن که درک من اینه که بیداریه، یعنی اون خارج شدن و وردار جاش بیدار شدن، بیداری رو بگو بذار، یعنی به جای این تصورات غلط و این که اون حقیقتا اون چیزی که نیستیم رو فکر کنیم، با طلوع کردن خورشید حقیقت این قدرت این مایا و نادانیش کمتر و کمتر میشه. و گرچه هنوز در این دنیا هستید، ولی مثل اون چیزی که مسیح میگه و من بارها اینو گفتم، اینه که در دنیا هستید و از آن دنیا نیستید. یعنی چی؟ یعنی خیلی برتر و فراتر، بزرگتر از این دنیا هستید. و از طریق دریافت این خرد و و در خلوت درون. در واقع این فیلم کم کم به اون درک و اون درک اولیش برمیگرده. به تفسیر و زبان دیگه اگه بگیم آگاهی از زندگی، حقیقت زندگی توسط این مرگ‌ها و تولدهای دوباره که حالا تناسخ اسمش رو بذاریم بیشتر و بیشتر میشه و درک و مفهوم مفاهیمی مثل بودن و این زندگی مشخص‌تر میشه. یعنی به اینجا میرسیم که میگیم بسه، دیگه کافیه و میخوایم که برگردیم، بندازیم، رها کنیم و رها کنیم. و در این رها کردن و انداختن توسعه و گسترشه که خود به خود ما در یک مسیر قطار که رو ریل باشه در این مسیر درست هستیم. و این خودش فوق‌العاده، چیز عظیم و فوق‌العاده است که در این زندگی نوبت ما شده و این عمر و این فرصت موقع بیدار شدن ماست که دیگه مثل گذشته ها گول نخوریم و به این درک برسیم، با درک از مفهوم زندگی و حقیقت خونه. در یک کلمه میشه گفت مفهوم خارج شدن بیدار شدنه، بیداریه.
There's another point that Baba says. I'm going to just quote him or the people that know it really well. It would not be my experience or I don't remember it. But they also believe that once you realize yourself, there is no rebirth. There is no coming back and experience in life the way we have.
صد اضافه میکنن. یک نکته دیگه هم هستش که بابا میگه، البته اون این تجربه شخصی من نیست ولی مفهومش اینه که وقتی که خود رو شناختی و درک کردی حقیقتاً، در بعد از اون دیگه تولد دوباره ای نیست، دیگه به این دنیا اونجوری که از قبل بوده به اون شکل بر نمیگرد.
Does anyone else have a sharing or a question about these quotes before we get into specifics?
آیا کسی دیگه سوالی یا مطلبی در مورد این کد داره قبل اینکه وارد سوالایی که گذاشته شده بشیم؟
Most Precious says, inquire into the truth. What is your experience with inquiring into the truth? How has this benefited you on our path?
الهامی از نازنین میگه که بر روی این حقیقت تعمق کنید و شما تجربتون از این چی بوده و چه منفعتی در این راه بردید از این تو این راه معنویمون.
Or what does it mean to you to inquire into the truth? That is also would be great.
یا اینکه اصلا منظورش چیه وقتی که میگه بر روی این حقیقت تعمق کنید یا بمونید I think that it for me it means don't give up, keep practicing, keep trying to dwell in silence, keep trying to practice, because as both quotes say, it's about experiencing it. So it has to be my experience, but the only thing from me is not to give up and continue on dwelling, doing my best to stay on the silence, because it looks like that the only way is to experience it through silence, to go beyond the words. من گفتم به نظر من اینجور میرسه که تنها چیز و وظیفه من اینه که محکم وایستم، ناامید نشم، تمرین ها رو انجام بدم و هرچی بیشتر سعی کنم توجه هم به سکوت و این درس ها باشه، برای اینکه هر دو میگن که باید تجربه بشه و تجربه چیزی که من میفهمم اینه که تجربه سکوت و بیشتر در سکوت بودنه، اگه نه فراتر از لغت ها نمیره برای من.
For me, I feel like everything SAT teaches really pushes you to question everything that you thought was the way either you are or the world is, or your ideas, your beliefs. And I recently was typing something from Ukraine, and she said everything that they've told you was a lie. Everything was not correct. Even if they told you you were born a girl, it was a lie. And that kind of stuff just blows my mind. And that questioning that, well, just because this is what I thought or believed, or society says this, family says this, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. And I feel like everything she teaches kind of disarms all of these things that we have been taught. Panajan, I'm sorry, I can't do it today.
آیدا میگه که برای من اینه که هر چیزی که صد درس میده به ما کمک میکنه که زیر سوال ببری هر اون چیزی رو که فکر میکردی، اون چیزی که فکر میکردی خودت هستی و یا دنیا اونجوریه یا باورات هست. و جدیداً یه مطلبی را از اوکراین داشتم میخوندم که صد گفتن هر چی که تا الان بهتون گفتن، هر چی شنیدید، همش دروغه. حتی اگه گفتن بهت که دنیا اومدی، گفتن که دختری، و این یه جوری عقل از سر من پرون، ذهن من رو یه جورایی منفجر کرد که خدای من، هر چی که جامعه میگه، هر چیزی که شنیدم حقیقت نداره، هر اون چیزی که درک کردم و فکر کردم که درک کردم، یه جوری انگار همه اون افکار و باورها رو صد خل اصلاح میکنه.
Ida, just when you started sharing, I was going to share something that is similar. When I read this, especially where it says, dwell on oneness, get familiar with it, accept it, realize the truth of it, and at last be convinced by it. The only thing that I can say is that this is what SAT does with each and every one of us. She takes our hand and walks us step by step through doing just this. Farnaz, I can't say the quote exactly in Farsi that I read. So if you could read that part, the dwell on oneness, get familiar with it, accept it in Farsi, then I'll say the rest.
رادا یه قسمت از کد رو خون که انگلیسیش رو خون و من فارسیش رو براتون میخونم، که اینجایی که سطح میگه در خود فرو روید و با خود آشنایی پیدا کنید، خود را بپذیرید تا اینکه حقیقت آن را درک کنید، تا در آخر حقیقت شما را قانع کند. این راه تحمل و صبر لازم دارد. خودتان را با زندگی درونی آشنا کنید.
اینو که خونده شد، فقط بیاد این بودم که صد همین کار رو با من کرد، با هممون میکنه. دست ما رو میگیره و پله به پله ما رو میبره بالا. این را رو با صد پی میکنیم.
My answer is similar. Like, I look back at this path and how many tools have been given to us to do this from the very beginning. The omnipresent meditation, are you with me, man or woman, all these things that just make you feel like there's something beyond what you know, and it makes you trust and know that there's a world you don't get, and it's incredible. And then from there, having us inquire into what's not true and to question things, to question our desires, where did they come from, only adds to that flame. And then I don't know, today I was just, we were, I was just feeling like there's so much enthusiasm now because you're seeing it, you're getting excited about it. There's this thing and you're running at it and it feels really great. And I'm really appreciative. When you just the few tools I mentioned, this is more than people ever get anywhere. And it's incredible that we get this many for all of our different crazy minds. We all have our own. It's unbelievable. So I'm just going to say hallelujah.
I ditto you.
کویر میگه که منم تجربه مشابه اینه که واقعا تو این مسیر تو این راه چقدر ابزار به ما داده شده. ابزارهای متعدد یکی دوتا نیستن که میتیشن حضور آیا با منی، میتیشنی که من زنم یا مردم، با همه اینا تک تکشون این حس رو میکنی که یه چیزی فراتر هست، یه چیزی بالاتر فراتر، و اعتماد میکنی و کمکت میکنه که زیر سوال ببری و حتی امروز حتی خواسته هاتو زیر سوال ببری. و من به جایی رسیدم که یک خیلی احساس شور و هیجان در میکنم، چون که یه ذره که میبینی متوجه میشی دنبال بیشترشی و خیلی قدردانم، قدرش رو میدونم و سپاسگزارم، برای اینکه یه چیز غیر قابل تصور و باوره که این همه ابزار که هر ذهنی هر جور که دیوونه باشه یه ابزاری براش هست.
I wanted to say, like Kavi was saying and some other people, that of course all the tools and wisdom from day one and just being with Sat and all the guidance is, you know, leading us towards what is the truth and eliminating what is not. And at some point, I think it just, untruth really didn't feel good. So I just want to say that when you see that these tools really work, I mean, when you really see it day to day, moment to moment sometimes, oh my God, it's so liberating. I mean, it's not just reading it, hearing it, book knowledge. Something breaks in you and you just, I don't know what else to say. I'm so grateful. I don't remember what I said.
منم مثل کوی و بقیه میخوام بگم که همه ابزارها، همه اینا، همه این درسایی که سطح به ما داده، همه ما رو یه جوری هدایت میکنه به سمت حقیقت و مشخص میکنه اون چیزی که حقیقت نیست و غیر حقیقت دیگه احساس خوبی اون نمیده. و وقتی میبینی که روزمره، هر روز و هر روز و حتی گاهی لحظه به لحظه این ابزارا رو به کار میبری و کار میکنه و خیلی آزادی توش هست، آزادی بخشه، میبینی که این فقط دیگه شنیدن و خوندن و دانش تو کتابی نیست، چیزی که عملا به دستت میاد و به کارت میاد و خیلی آزادی بخشه.
For me, I feel like as Satya told before, like when I complete on this truth or when I practice on it, it's like I could understand the root of it. And I also would like to share Baba's quote, like which says, like, if you take one step towards me, I'll take 100 steps towards you. And I feel that is happening with this truth. Just taking one step of practicing it, it's guiding me beautifully in life. Thank you.
سرینیا میگه که وقتی که بر روی این حقیقت تعمق میکنم، ریشه‌اش رو درک میکنم. و میخوام این کوت بابا رو بگم که بابا میگه که یک قدم به سمت من بیای، من صد قدم به سمت تو میام. و من دیدم اینو که وقتی یه قدم از این تمرینایی که یاد گرفتم و میام تو زندگیم به کار میبرم، زندگیم چقدر به زیبایی داره هدایت میشه.
I want to say that recently I was reading an article from Sat, and she was saying that I I looked at every thought and every emotion and everything, and I saw that these are nothing but silence. I'm not sure about the exact word. But then I tried it so many times, and I felt that, and I saw that every thought are nothing but silence. And whenever they are coming again, they are still affecting me, but I know that they are nothing but silence.
میرا میگه جریدن یه متنی از سطح خوندم که گفتن تو هر احساس، تو هر فکر و هر چی نگاه که بهش بکنی تهش چیز غیر از سکوت نیست. و من اینو بارها امتحان کردم و دیدم که هر فکری تهش آخرش غیر سکوت نیست. وقتی دوباره میان و رو مسر ممکنه بکنن، ولی وقتی نگاه میکنن واقعا میبینم که چیز غیر سکوت نیست.
I think that's from nothingness. That's in Love and Wisdom. And we can pull that and read the exact quote.
از مقاله nothingness که اگه بخوای میتونید دقیقش رو در بیاریم و بخونیم. هیچ بودن.
How much time we have? Can we finish it with that article?
We have 2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes, Adrian.
We'll read it in 2 minutes.
I'm going to give it to Bahar's beautiful voice.
Nothingness.
من خواستم مقاله رو بخونن. بهار الان میخونه.
Everything that the mind says is a lie. Remember that. Everything that the mind says is a lie. The good and bad, the pretty and ugly, everything. Even its solution is a lie. I have been watching it very closely. Every thought that comes for years and years. And particularly in the past few weeks. It has absolutely no stability, no depth. And when you go to the depth of it, it is silence. So if you want to have a meaningful thought, it takes you to nothingness. Once we believe our mind, we have believed the universal mind. Once we have believed the universal mind, we have believed our mind. It is a chain of slavery. All of these temptations and suggestions that we are bombarded with, it even confuses me about common sense. Unless it is a dire emergency, I don't even know what common sense is. For the satisfaction of the form and the mind to keep them in check, you do things so that you can say, okay, I did something about something. Now I can leave myself alone. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that all my life, all my practices, all the wisdom whose flow I cannot control, have their source in silence, have their reality in silence. Even the so-called virus has its reality in silence. Where there is no movement, nothing. Nothing real about the movement. I have taken the thoughts, I have taken the emotions, I have taken the beliefs. I have taken the acceptance, I have taken my body. I have taken the wisdom, I have taken God, I have taken Guru, I have taken my form to the roots of it. There is nothing there. There is nothing there. There is nothing there but stillness and silence. A silence without border, an emptiness without shape and form. I have taken the reason for search, the reason for not searching. There is nothing there. I have taken the wisdom and there is nothing there. I have taken the practices and there is nothing there. There is nothing. We can't even say nothing. It goes beyond nothing. Honestly, I don't know what it is or what it is not. I have taken fear to see its root. I find nothing. Nothing means not a thing. So I don't know what it is. I have taken effort there. Everything that goes there vanishes into nothingness. It is like magic. Therefore, everything has to be that. If we have the vision for it, and everything is chaos if we don't. So is the world real or is it unreal? It is real because the base is silence. It is unreal because the base is reality. It depends on how we look at it, real and unreal.
Namaste to all of you.